Thanks, Hans. Good afternoon, everybody. Agenda paper 8 is the regular update on where we are on the research programme. This is updating you on what's happened since February. I only really wanted to highlight a couple of things. In February, you decided which of the pipeline projects we should aim to start up over the next few months. Those are listed in the appendix in paragraph A5. We've allocated staff to all of those, and we're aiming to start those up over the next few months as the staff become free from other things they're doing at the moment. The second thing I wanted to point out to you is that at the ASAF meeting in April, there was a discussion of the work programme, and there was a bit of discussion of the best timing for the post-implementation review of IFRS's 10, 11 and 12, and also the work on the equity method, which is partly linked to that. And in the discussion we had in February, we said we would aim to start that work up next year, not start it up this year. We got quite a lot of encouragement from the ASAF members to see if we could do that earlier. We haven't made any changes to our plans at the moment, and in fact, we haven't allocated staff to do that work at the moment, so we haven't changed our plans at this stage. Immediately after this session, of course, you'll be discussing the paper on IBOR as well. And with that, I'll see if there are any questions or comments.
Question. Sorry, it's relatively stupid. But in paragraph 9, you say on the PIR that you just mentioned, that we do not plan to start until after 2018.
Yeah.
That means 2019, 20, or yeah.
So what we said in February. What we said in February for the pipeline projects and also for the post-implementation reviews was 2019 or possibly early 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom?
On the pension one, these hybrid type plans with linked to returns are becoming more common and more variable. And this sounds like, could you explain to me a little bit more about if we do reopen it, we reopen it in only this very, it looks almost like we'll reopen it to look at a particular partial solution, but not at the issue itself.
Absolutely. So there's one particular inconsistency in IAS 19 at the moment, which is when you're forced to project the cash flows at one rate and discount at a different rate, which is really inconsistent with the cash flows. It's a sort of well-known inconsistency in the standard. The objective of that project is to see, of the research project, is to see whether it's feasible to eliminate that that inconsistency. It's not to look at any other aspect of IAS 19. If we think it's feasible, I think the actual wording fix to the standard would be very limited. It would be that you project the cash flows at no more than the discount rate that applies to the liability. So in terms of sort of wording, it will be quite a small fix if we think it's feasible. Those of you who've already looked at the ASAF agenda that's coming up will see that there is a broader discussion that's been happening among the national standard setters about pension plans more generally, hybrid plans particularly. That is well beyond the scope of what the board decided to do in this project. To my mind, if the board wanted to get into any of those areas, that would be a fresh agenda decision. It would not be sort of a small piece of scope creep for the standard, the project you've decided to do.
Doug. Thank you. I just would like to know a little further what kind of recommendation ASAF made. ASAF encouraged to start the post-implementation earlier. Did they say that IFRS 10, 11, 12 together, or do they indicate that we should do the IFRS 11 first in order to start the equity method earlier?
There were slightly mixed views. Some of them thought that IFRS 11 and the equity method were important. Some thought IFRS 10 were important. Mm. Some thought some parts of IFRS 10 were important, for example, investment entities. So it was slightly mixed views.
Okay. about the eyeball project, Peter. You said that there's limited scope, so you're not worried about the resourcing, but you must also think it's high priority. So on the one hand, the resourcing is manageable, but you must also consider that it's very important that it gets put on. Could you speak to that, please?
So in terms of resourcing, clearly because of the nature of it, we resource it from within the financial instruments team. So it wouldn't displace anything else from outside the financial instruments work. There's obviously a prioritisation question within the financial instruments.
Given the views expressed by ASAF and the fact that they echoed a number of Commons views of some of us. Mm-hmm. Have you thought of asking us to revisit the priorities? And if not, why not?
We obviously wanted to draw your attention to it to make sure you thought about it. I'd be inclined not to change the prioritisation at this stage because the ones we've already identified, we've identified staff to look at those. To some extent, they've started thinking about it, at least in the background a little bit. I think if we tried to put people in to start up on the PIR, we'd be starting fairly cold from the beginning anyway. So I think even if we allocated somebody to start thinking about it tomorrow, I think it would be a few months before you saw much tangible output. So I think it would be... It might accelerate it by a few months, but I don't think it would necessarily make a huge change. And overall, it seemed more efficient to carry on with where the board decided to go in February.
So, in fact, if you want to have a chance of starting early 2019, you should take steps now.
Yeah.
Mary?
Two things. One is about the PIRs and the prioritizing of them. I am worried that it's just coming across as... no action for an extended period of time. It does seem like it might be worth a little more analysis of the interaction of the factors that you raise on page 13, which is, do we want to do PIRs of these if we don't address investment entities as well? And should we wait, should we wait until we have the experience from investment entities? Personally, I think we would find it difficult to maintain a distinction between we're doing a PIR of this excluding the investment entity amendments, and then we're going, I think we'd end up doing extra work, having to go back to some of the same constituents twice. But I think we need to kind of map it out in a project management type way and think about what critical path decisions there are so that we can articulate whether it is strictly a resource constraint, which I don't think it is, or a consideration of efficiency and how much information we need, because I think actually some of the investment entity issues will maybe become a centerpiece and not necessarily a good way of some of the feedback on this.
Yeah.
But I think along with that kind of project plan, project analysis, it might be worth pausing and thinking about other things we've decided not to do because they were wrapped up. They would benefit from what we would learn about from the PIRs of those, and just see whether anything now is getting deferred for a longer period of time, so that we may or may not want to rethink our decision to hold it off. I don't know that any change would come of it, but I think it would show how we're thinking about it and think about whether it's a resource question or whether it's we need more time and it doesn't make sense to segment. So that's one area of comment. Another is very different and goes to the IS-19 and the limited scope project Tom was asking about. Stitches together a thought from our discussion this morning about which standards to select for targeted review and some comments yesterday from our joint meeting. It was kind of in passing that the FASB talked about, I think, some additional disclosures they introduced to deal with plans that sounded from their materials as if they were similar to this, to the ones we're planning to address, is whether it would make sense to try and prioritize that IS-19 scoping work, it was a question of is it feasible or not? And if we decided it's not feasible to make recognition and measurement changes, whether there's anything for which disclosure would help, and if that should be an input into how we assess IS-19 as a candidate for the targeted standard level review. I'm not trying to build evidence to do IS-19, but if we think that that's because IS-19 ticks a number of boxes on some of the other factors we're considering, it might make sense to try and figure out if we could get that piece,
yep.
Maybe not for July, but if that would be relevant. So some comments about IS-19 and some thinking about the PIRs.
Just in terms of the timing of the PIR, I think it's a mixture of two things. I think it's partly when's the best time to do it and partly resourcing. So if you look at the effective dates, the investment entity part of it was effective later than the rest of IFRS 10. And I think for that piece of it, we're probably at the very earliest stage where we could think of doing the PIR of the investment entity part. I think for the rest of it, possibly now would be okay to start, but I think it would be borderline probably to try and start for the investment entity piece now. So.
And my point was, I think it's not realistic to try and do a piece of the standard while not considering the investment entity part. And so if that's the case, then the critical path kind of timing is driven by the investment entity piece, even if the other evidence is available.
Yeah.
But I think we should think back and think about whether that is true or is not true and assess it that way.
By the way, we also got slightly mixed feedback from ASAF members about whether it's best to do it as a single PIR or separate.
Just on this PIR point more generally, one thing that puzzles me a little bit is that my recollection is that when we've asked some of the consultative groups in the past about the timing of PIRs, there'd been some suggestion that we were doing them too quickly, particularly when we want to have academic literature review, which we do. You know, these timelines we talk about are very quick in that respect. And also I think there's a period of time of settling in with these new standards. And so I do worry a little bit that when we talk about PIRs in the abstract, we seem to get very different responses to when we talk about specific standards that people might have particular issues with. And also when we do, looking at the IFRS 8 experience, I think we've probably concluded that there's been some evolution in terms of the quality of application and understanding after the PIR, which to me is, again, further caution, I guess, in terms of doing them too quickly. So I wonder whether, as part of the due process handbook review, we should be thinking about what, if anything, we might want to say in there about timing. People might completely disagree, but I think it would be maybe good to get a fresh perspective on the timing of the PIRs, because I think part of the challenge we've got is expectations management, because everybody's expecting them to be quite quick, and that's sort of because of the guidelines we've got in the handbook.
Daryl?
It's a completely different topic, the SME subsidiaries question, particularly the table on page 10, I think, which ends with the sentence, there may be some future interaction with the next review of the IFRS for SME standard. I had initially thought that the ideal outcome would have been that we had started the disclosure process before the review, and that's because I think in some ways the SMEs that are subsidiaries project would compose in and of itself a review of the disclosure requirements of IFRS for SMEs, which could in turn feed into the SME review process. I think we're stuck with a little bit of a hard date on IFRS for SMEs, though. I would be answering that question at the bottom in very much the affirmative. I think it would be good to combine the projects as two running in some parallel, because I think they feed off each other to an extent. And given that the timing is likely to work out quite similarly, I think that makes sense.
No further